Hi, I'm Joseph Grabina-Wolfson. This is me reading my article on reading aspects of reading, which is published in Murmurations, Journal of Transformative Systemic Practice. Abstract. In this article, I explore the impact of reading Dessa Markovic's 2021 paper, Aspects of Reading, whilst training as a student, family and systemic psychotherapist. I argue initially that the paper's content helped me move away from a linear valuing of logical validity to a greater appreciation of a multi-perspective engagement with the text. By remarking on the similarities between Markovic's schema and the traditional Jewish exegetical method of Pardes, by way of an appeal to Bateson's ideas about levels of learning, I seek to show that the coherent intellectual thread in systemic thought is not one of content, but of method. On reading, aspects of reading. In this paper, I will share the impact of reading Dessa Markovic's 2021 paper, Aspects of Reading, in Murmurations, when I was a student, family and systemic psychotherapist. I will discuss my academic journey and the way in which reading the paper helped me expand my initially linear way of understanding argument. I will make connections between the structure of the paper and a traditional Jewish form of textual exegesis, and will finish with some comments relating to the task of learning to read as it connects to Bateson's ideas about learning to learn. Throughout this article, I will refer to the key paper as aspects for brevity. Learning to read systemically. I was invited to read aspects in the middle of my intermediate level systemic training. Despite having completed a master's degree in social work, the academic experience that had come to shape my young adulthood was my undergraduate degree at the London School of Economics. I took tremendous pleasure in having my thinking shaped in the analytical tradition of the Department of Philosophy, Logic and Scientific Method. In seminars, we would be taught to puzzle out whether a core philosophical argument was valid or not. And in essays, our task would be to attempt to find further holes or contradictions. Blunt, 2014. This was the context into which my systemic education came. Aspects invited me to step away from the hyperlinear approach to argumentation and start to embrace a multifaceted approach where the validity of logic was not the only noteworthy quality of a piece of writing. Markovic introduces four aspects for reading papers: the author's view, the reader's personal response, the critique, and self-reflexivity. And then the fifth area of limitations / multiple context influences. Each of these distinct ways of reading a paper holds a subtly different purpose. Markovic states that it is the coming together of these different perspectives that gives validity to each by emphasizing the distinctions between them. For example, the author's view is the attempt to state the objective argument of the paper, which Markovic acknowledges is a non-systemic position in and of itself, but nevertheless an important one to argue from. Similarly, the fourth aspect of self-reflexivity is important to consider for the practitioner's own sake, but also because doing so can enhance the position of critique the reader seeks to make. Earlier in my social work education, I had been introduced to approaches that sought to critique singular dominant narratives. However, the difference in reading Markovic's paper is that she does not seek to argue for this in a straightforward narrative way, but instead leads the reader through the experience of inhabiting different perspectives by suggesting questions the reader should ask themselves. By way of comparison, McKenney, 2022, presents four distinct ways of reading the canonical hypothesizing circularity neutrality paper, Salvini et al. 1980. One of his readings is at the level of experience, and he suggests that one intention of that paper was to have the reader experience a similar thing to what the Milan team may have wanted a family to experience during a traditional family therapy session. I cannot know what Markovic's intention was, but in reading aspects, I felt I both understood her argument while also having an experience that I think embodied the argument she sought to make. Learning to read Jewishly. In focusing on self-reflexivity, Markovitch suggests asking oneself the question, how come I like these ideas? For me, I could not shake a particular religious association I made when I initially read Aspects. Growing up as a religious Jew, I remember sitting as a teenager in the living room of our community rabbi, Laura Jana Klausner, while she introduced a small group of us to the study of Talmud, the multi-volume compendium of Jewish law, commentary and story, dating from around 500 CE, that is studied alongside the Torah. Although there are many ways to engage with a religious text, one traditional approach we were introduced to was a four-stage process that goes by the acronym Pardes, which itself is a Hebrew word meaning orchard. In brief, the four levels of study are as follows: the Peshat, the plain meaning; Remez, the hinted at meaning; Drush, the metaphorical or allegorical meaning; and Sod, the hidden or mystical meaning. Although arguments are made that the approach is far older, the mystic Moses de Leon is thought to have formalized the method in the late 13th century. Van der Heide, 1983. One similarity between the Jewish Pardes approach and Markovitch's systemic aspects is that both assert that different meanings can be derived from a single text when the right method is put into practice. Both approaches imply that a text is never just one thing, and that the act of reading is essentially always an act of interpretation. Both approaches also imply that there's a function to reading and or study beyond basic comprehension. It's clear that for Markovitch, the purpose of learning to critically evaluate systemic literature serves a purpose to help develop the training therapist. Similarly, one of my favourite lines of Jewish wisdom from the Babylonian Talmud states that the rabbis ask the question, which is greater, study or action? All of them answered, study is greater, because it leads to action. Kiddushin 40b. One important challenge to my comparison could be that in the Jewish Pardes hermeneutic, there's a canon of Jewish religious texts that both relate to itself constantly and also share a coherent, albeit polyphonic, thread of traditional thought within it. In comparison, can we say that there's a similar body of systemic writing that itself carries a coherent intellectual thread? It makes sense to search for a hidden meaning in a Jewish text. Does the same follow in systemic literature? Yet we do make implicit nods towards this idea. As a student, family and systemic psychotherapist, my class participated in a guest lecture by Umberto Telfner. In response to a question about a therapeutic technique, she paused and then said that although she had practiced as a therapist immediately after qualifying, it probably took her around 8 further years before she really understood what systemic thinking was. 2022. It was a marvellously honest answer that I think intended to put us final year students at ease. But on reflection, it also suggested that Telfner thought there was some consistent thread of systemic thinking to be understood. Not simply a collection of articles and book chapters, but a sense of some intellectual constant that she started to understand 8 years later. Perhaps in line with my prior argument, the consistent spirit of systemic thinking is not some given content, but is method itself. The intellectual constant to be studied and explored is the way one studies, but differently, the way one learns to learn. Learning to learn. Bateson put forward his position on learning through an appeal to logical types. He noted that learning one occurs in the context of no contextual change, where all learning is of one logical type. Bateson 2000, page 288. Yet learning one is only really a feature of laboratory conditions, while appreciating difference is at the core of Bateson's ideas about learning two, or deuterolearning, which is a necessary preparation for behavioural disturbance. Bateson 2000, page 296. Learning 1 exists where the choice is doing X or not doing X, but for learning 2, it's integral to recognize the illusion of this solution. A second-order change requires that X or not X paradigm is surpassed in favor of not X, but also not X. Waxlevic et al. 2011. In order to do this, it needs to be understood that X or not X is only one context for learning, and that others are possible. The proactive attempt to inhabit more than one perspective when reading a text, whether four aspects or four levels of Pardes, is the embodiment of this Batesonian idea. To practice. Where does all this reading and learning leave a practitioner in the messy world of therapy? In one sense, the embrace of Markovitch's multiple perspectives supported my journey to embrace multiple perspectives while working with family systems. Yet it also helped me bring forth more of myself and to remember to hold dear my own cultural wisdom. Training as a family and systemic psychotherapist initially felt like a task in separating myself from who I was before. Reading aspects and drawing connections to the levels of Pardes helped to pull me back into the reality that I was only ever going to become the therapist I am because I was a social worker, a philosophy student, a Jew, and much more besides. Aspects also helped me to appreciate that practice must be informed by different kinds of knowledge. Rabbi Daniel Lichtman teaches that Jewish indigenous wisdom relates to the cycles of time. Through the daily experience of prayer, the weekly experience of Shabbat, Sabbath, the yearly experience of marking festivals, Judaism ensures distinct practices that infuse the present moment of reality with the truthfulness of the past, guaranteeing a messianic, a redemptive, a hopeful future. Lichtman 2024, page 36. By bringing my full self with my own indigenous wisdom as a Jew into my work as a therapist, I can better meet families in whatever present moment of reality they find themselves in, while being able to hold on to the hopeful future for them and for us all. Conclusion. In this short article, I have described my experience of reading Dessa Markovitch's Aspects of Reading, in drawing a comparison between Markovitch's four-lens schema and the four levels of Jewish textual analysis known as Pardes. While appealing to Bateson's notions of learning to learn, I sought to show that the coherent thread in systemic literature is one of approach as opposed to content. For my own practice in encountering aspects, what started as a how-to guide to reading helped me to return to the methods of study of my own religious tradition, and in doing so to bring forth indigenous wisdom that supports me to continue to hold on to hope for the families with whom I work today.